In case you're wondering, I am not Karen Yost. This morning at about 8:15, my phone rang and Dr. Yost was calling, and I was like, oh, I wonder what she wants this morning. And so I answered the phone, and when I answered it, she kind of started just laughing. And I thought, okay, this probably can't be all that good, but we'll see what she's got to say. So on Tuesday, when we had the big snow and she was pushing the snow off of her car, her neighbor came out to help her push the snow off. And so they stood out there and talked a little bit about the snow and everything else. And they were across the car from each other and that. Well, the neighbor's wife was admitted to the hospital with COVID day before yesterday. So Dr. Yost is feeling fine. No signs of COVID or anything else like that. But in erring on the side of caution, she said, guess what? You're it today. So Mark got to be it for the first service, and he actually got the phone call from her during the prelude in the morning service. So I got way more notice than he did on the deal. So anyway, that's probably the biggest announcement on that. The announcements have been up on the screen, I believe. So you can see that FCC Sandwich Ministry still looking for church volunteers, so get a hold of Trudy or Debbie with regards to volunteering for the sandwich ministry, also with doing with blanket ministry. Lawn mowing, we still need someone to volunteer to mow the lawn for the month of September. If you can do that, even if you can only do it for one Sunday, please contact Dan Cooey. He could really use the help. So do that. Circle of Caring will meet on this Monday at 2 p.m. and commissions and board meetings are tomorrow, so make sure you have that on your schedule. Are there other announcements? Seeing none, hearing none, we'll now have Donna lead us in our prelude. Please stand and join me to the call to worship. Out of fullness of our lives, God has given us, we gather here to give thanks and to worship. In gratitude, we offer to God the creativity of our minds, the warmth of our hearts, and the joy of our spirits. Because God has first loved us, we come to learn the ways of God, love, peace, mercy, and grace.
With glad and grateful hearts, we gather as one. Thanks be to God.
Our opening hymn is Morning Has Broken. The words are up on the screen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord, hear us now as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Time for our sharing of the joys and concerns. The first joy I would like to make is the joy of Colin and the cleanup crew yesterday for all of the hard work and effort that they did to help people with their branches. So thank everyone very much for who worked on that. It's not always an easy task, but it was a great task to share. Some prayer concerns is Janet, which is the neighbor to Pastor Yost, is in Wyoming Medical Center with COVID-19. Judy and I have a friend who, his name is Scott. He lives in Gillette. He was diagnosed with COVID on Tuesday, and on Thursday they life-flighted him to Wyoming Medical Center, And on Thursday evening, they placed him on a ventilator. So he's been on a ventilator. As far as I know, he's still on that. I haven't got an update as of yet. So prayers of healing for him and prayers of comfort for his two children, Danny and Casey. We have prayers of healing and understanding for Blake Stupak's best friend's family. That family lost their daughter this week to an undiagnosed heart condition that they could not. Her name was Devin. So we ask that you hold that family up in prayers as they struggle with trying to figure out why this occurred and get through this traumatic situation. We ask for prayers for the people who are suffering for the wildfires in the West and the drought. We're hoping that God will eventually give them some relief of that. And now we have Tropical Storm Sally heading back for Louisiana. So we have prayers for them down there that the storm lessens and is not as great. And of course, prayers just overall for everybody out there who is anxious over COVID or all the events that are going on in the United States. Do we have other joys and concerns out there? Debbie.
One of our
participants from Stafford,
her mom is at Shepherd and has Alzheimer's, and she's really
struggling,
can't see her mother. So,
Debbie has one of her people in the sandwich ministry. Her mother is in the Shepherd of the Valley Nursing Home with Alzheimer's, and it's a stress on her because she cannot go visit because of COVID. She cannot go in and see her mother. So prayers of hope and prayers of comfort for her. Paul. Yeah, great joy there that Eli has is recovering well and is actually able to do many activities, and so we're happy for that because that brings Eli joy, I'm sure, so and joy to the family. So thankful for prayers for people. Any other prayer concerns, joys? Yes, Trudy. It's Melanie's birthday today? Tom's birthday. Donna, can you bang out a happy birthday?
No?
Okay, we're going to do this a cappella then. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you. Any other joys or concerns out there? Okay, seeing none, let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and loving God, We are so ever thankful for the beauty of nature that you have bestowed upon us. We are so thankful for the moisture that you gave us this week, even though we weren't necessarily prepared for it. But we appreciate it so much in the fact that it put out fires. It brightens things up and nurtures the earth. God, we ask that you look over the people who are affected by hurricanes and wildfires. Make sure that they understand that we are with them, that if they need help, all they need to do is ask. God, we have several people who face the fight of COVID. We ask that you place your healing hands on them to give them comfort and healing. We ask that you give compassion and comfort to the families who are frustrated with the fact that they cannot visit the people who do have COVID because of the health restrictions. Give them patience and let them know that you are with them at all times. Lord, we ask you to be with the family here in Casper of the young girl, Devin, who lost her life to a heart murmur. Lord, we know these are tough times for the family. So we uplift that family in prayer today. God, we are so ever grateful for everything that you give us. And we thank you again and again. In Jesus' name, amen. Jennifer Grooms will now have a presentation of the blessing of the preschool teachers.
To my knowledge, we've never done this before, but we are working really hard to make sure that our preschool staff teachers know that they are part of our church, that they're our outreach ministry, and it's important for you to know that they're part of us. And so Karen said, let's have a blessing of these preschool staff and teachers and director today. You need to know that this has been required Herculean efforts by this staff because you have to overcome your own anxieties and everything to come work with the children and to do things that we've never asked staff to do before. So at this time, I want to say there are different gifts, but it is the same Spirit who gives them. There are different ways of serving, but it is the same God who is served. God works through different people in different ways, but it is the same God who achieves holy purposes through them all. The Spirit gives each one gifts to use for the common good. At this time, I would like to introduce our preschool staff. And if, do you want to just stand where you are? You want to come up front? Okay. Will you please stand those just so people can see who you are? And then maybe raise your name when I say your name. That's okay. Annette Crane is our director. Okay. Cheryl Dion is outstanding assistant, and you may recognize Cheryl as our nursery attendant. And it's next week, Cheryl, that we said we'd be starting. Okay. Brianna Reeves. There's Brianna. Brianna is in our pre-K class, I believe. Brooke Miller. Brooke has those 3 and 4-year-olds, correct, Brooke? And then Haley Bauer is not able to be here today, and she's in our pre-K. And then Max Jacobson. Max is doing a bit of everything. And also Taryn Weir. Did I pronounce that correct? Taryn Weir. And Taryn is expecting a baby, and she's having a family baby shower today, so she couldn't be with us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, each of us is called by God to mission and ministry. All of us, young and old, are called to offer our gifts as we are able. Today, we recognize those in our midst who serve as teachers, administrators, and staff for our outreach ministry of First Christian Church Preschool. Serving young children is an important ministry of Christ among us. Those who fulfill this significant ministry to the children of our church and the children of our community need our prayers and faithful support. Teachers, you have committed yourselves to care for the young children of our community here in this place, and so we ask of you these things. Will you seek to develop your own gifts for teaching? Will you honor your commitment of time and talent? Will you also remind yourself daily that you have much to learn from your students as they explore the goodness of the world around them? Will you spark curiosity, enable discovery, allow room for each child's unique talents to grow? Will you love and care for the students in your classrooms, teaching and showing them how to love themselves that they may love their neighbor? If so, please say we will. Thank you. You may be seated. Members and friends of First Christian Church, this ministry of outreach and education to the children of our community is yours. And so of you, we ask, will you pray for these whom we have entrusted with the work of teaching and leading our ministry of education and care through our preschool program? Will you encourage our students, parents, teacher, and staff as we share sacred space here in this place of kindness, acceptance, and love? Will you teach the children and the staff of our preschool ministry what it means to be a beloved child of God by your words, deeds, and by your smiles? Will you promise to become learners with them, committing yourselves to curiosity, discovery, and growing your own unique talents? If so, please say we will. We will. Let us pray. Loving God, in Christ you show us the way of truth, grace, justice, and love. Guide us in that way. Knowing that you are with us, we pray for those who serve as teachers, administrators, cleaners, and staff of First Christian Church Preschool. Send your spirit to nurture them and all who are entrusted to their care. May we all be teachers and learners together. Bless this ministry. Bless these beloved children of yours. Bless the ministry of this congregation as we continue to be about the business of your work. To love you, to love our neighbor, and to love ourselves as you love us. Amen. And thank you, teachers, for coming to join us today.
We invite everyone who believes in the saving power of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to share with us today the sacrament of Holy Communion. Everyone who believes in Jesus is welcome at Christ's table. Let's sing the hymn, All who hunger, gather gladly as we prepare for communion. you may recall, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread and having given thanks, said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray. God, who loves us even in our sinfulness, we thank you for Jesus, who showed us how to live a life in full community with you and others. We thank you for this bread and cup that remind us that he gave his own self, body and blood, to restore us to that community. Now, as we take the bread and cup, let us also take up your Holy Spirit that you give us to provide us with the wisdom, love, and grace to reach out to our neighbors as Jesus did to us. Empower us to guide them to you as we follow in the footsteps of your Son. In the name of Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen. The first words of the Bible are about God's own generosity. God gave us the gifts of a beautiful creation, our home, the good green earth, and the animals that live here with us. On this fall morning, we come together to thank God and to offer our gifts so that the ministry of this church will continue to grow and be a blessing to the world. Let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. The diaconate will now accept our gifts. God of grace, use these offerings in your kingdom work as you provide good news, healing, and hope to all people. Amen.
Our scripture readings this morning have changed. So our first scripture is from Proverbs 16, verse 9. You can find it in, well, you don't have a pew Bible, so you could have found it on page 598, but since you don't have one, I'll read it to you. The human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps. Our second scripture reading this morning is from Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if a child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then are who you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? These are the words of God for the people of God. Now, I can't stand behind that thing because it makes me nervous. So I got to kind of move out here. But I won't go out there because of COVID. So first of all, anybody surprised that we didn't have a scripture from Psalms? I don't think so. So bazinga, Karen, when you listen to this. So nothing on that. So like I said, when I got the call this morning at 8:15, I really didn't have anything planned. I began thinking as I started getting ready about something I could talk to you a little bit about, and so I thought, well, yesterday we did a little event. We did what's called an adventure race. Now, if you've never heard of adventure racing, it is a deal where it's out someplace you may or may be familiar with. And you hike or run, you ride a bicycle, and you need to do something else that is a non-hike bike activity. So it can be like paddling on a lake or a river. It can be stand-up paddling. It can be a lot of different things, rappelling down mountains, doing whatever, climbing mountains and that. So yesterday, a small group of us decided that we were going to do one of these adventure races. And we've been planning kind of this for at least a couple weeks we've been doing. Now, the other thing that you need to understand is that in adventure racing, we can't use any of the new tools that are available to us to find our way. You see, we get to use a map and a compass. So you can't use the GPS on your phone. You can't say it's like, well, hey, take me to here, take me to there, whatever. You got to use a map and a compass. So the morning started yesterday morning at about 3:15 a.m. as I got up to get ready, have breakfast, and start loading stuff up into the pickup so that we could get gone. And about 4:30, we pulled out of the driveway and headed over to meet the others, loaded up the bicycles, and all the bags that were going with us, and out to Cottonwood Beach, out by Alcova. That's where our start was. So it was still dark at that point in time, and we were not knowing, we had no idea of what we were gonna find when we got out there because of the snow we had on Tuesday. Would it be dry? Would it be muddy? Would it be wet? How things were being. How much did the rain on Friday affect what we were going to do? Now, one of the things that this group that does this adventure racing with us is we always start any activity we do with a little bit of prayer. So we had a prayer. So how does this transform into you? Well, first of all, let me say is the prayer gives us comfort. It allows us to turn to God and say, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen today, But I know it'll be good, and I know that you're there with me to protect me. So if you think about that from your standpoint, a morning ritual might be a good thing is when you first wake up, is to give a little prayer saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but whatever it is, I know you're with me and you'll be with me all the way. So we started out in the dark and we're hiking along. Now we're not following any roads or trails or anything. We're just basically kind of bushwhacking our way across. So we hiked from Cottonwood Beach. If you don't know where that is, it's kind of on the south side of the lake. We hiked across down through several ravines and crevices, back up and everything, and that past Black Beach, and then on over into Alcova. We got up by the dam and came down into Alcova. That's the first. So that was a little over 5 miles of hiking in that. Our average speed was about 1.8 miles an hour. So it wasn't an easy hike, but it was a fun hike and it was revealing. And if you remember when the scripture readings this morning in Proverbs 16:9, it says, man plans, but God's got the answers. So you see, the deal about adventure racing is that you really don't know what's ahead of you. As you're going out there, it may be that you can get this done in 2 hours, 2.5 hours, or it may take you 3.5 hours or 4 hours to get the deal done. You may have to backtrack and find a different way. That's the same that goes for in your lives. God has got the plan for you. You've got a map kind of the way you should go. But you're just going to have to trust that getting from point A to point B, God's going to be the guiding factor in your life. So, we finished up the hike and it was absolutely gorgeous. I'll tell you, the stone structures out there and the getting to see the lake, the views of the lake and everything was just absolutely gorgeous. So there we transitioned over to the bicycles. So we changed clothes at the Sloan School and then rode up. And everybody knows you can't go through Alcova without stopping at Sloan's, getting the breakfast burrito, which, shameless plug, they are awesome. So stop out and see Jenny and Brian and get a breakfast burrito. And if you're too late for breakfast burritos, there's always ice cream, which is always better. But we were too early to eat ice cream. So we had our breakfast burritos and then took off down on our bikes, and we rode about 10 miles down, maybe 11 miles down in that, and we stopped at Government Bridge in that. And at Government Bridge, we loaded up the bicycles in the back of the pickup and put the raft in the water. Now, if you're planning on rafting on the Platte River, I suggest that you say as like, well, the last time I was on there, it took me 3 hours to get from point A to point B. Right now, you better double it unless you're planning on paddling. So we did a lot more paddling than we ever thought about, because every time we got into the deep water in that, it was just like dead. It didn't move at all. And we struggled to get across. Now, one thing about our group is we don't spend a lot of time paddling, so we could really use some work on paddling together, because I think our distance was between 12 and 13 miles on the river that we were on there, but I actually think we paddled between 15 and 17 miles because we kind of went from bank to bank to bank to bank to bank. Not getting very coordinated. But the real thing about floating down the river and paddling down there was the beauty we saw. Got to see a beaver dam. We got to see a couple beavers. The fish were jumping out of the river in that. It was just absolutely amazing to see the number of fish that were up there. Turkey buzzards flying overhead. Different types of birds. It was like 75 degrees on the river, no wind whatsoever, and that. And as we floated by some sections, there's snow on the embankment. And it's like, man, that is so cool. I mean, it's so warm out here, and yet there's still snow out there, both on the north and south sides. You see, the one thing that taught me in this deal was is God's beauty is always here. You see, we have a tendency nowadays to kind of forget about God's beauty. All we hear about is the riots and the burning and the looting and the COVID and the destruction that's going on and how people are struggling. They've lost their jobs and everything. And we can get overwhelmed by that. There is absolutely no doubt about that. But we need to stop. We need to take a deep breath. And you need to look around and see the beauty that God has bestowed on us and is with us each and every day. You see, that to me was an important part of going down the river was being able to see those animals, being able to see the fish jumping out of the water, being able to see snow while it's warm outside, being able to see the trees and the rock formations and the river itself. And that was great. I mean, that makes it all worthwhile for all that paddling we did. Now, I'm not sure this morning in my lower back and arms and that are that good. But right now, the beauty is still there. So I encourage you to stop every once in a while, take a deep breath, and look around and see God's beauty that is out there. And remember that God created the earth. And he is with us. So we got out of the boat. We got out about Seacrest. At Seacrest, pulled the boat out, took it up, loaded the boat, got the bicycles out of the back of the pickup again. Changed into our biking attire, got ready to go, and then one of the gals said, "I've got a flat tire." So everybody stops, gets off. Two or three of us stop, go fix the tire, get everything done, get it back on our bike. You see, it would have been easy, she said, is don't worry. Just go on. I'll just call it quits here and ride with the lady who was going to take the raft back. And that. And we said, no. You know, we started this thing together. We're going to finish it together. So again, another lesson that I learned that yesterday is that, you know, if you ask, you will receive. So that's what we saw in the scripture lesson this morning was, if you ask, you will receive. So she said she had a flat tire. She didn't want to put anybody out, but she wanted help. So everybody stopped and helped. You see, we do that here. If we need to clean up people's yards who can't do it themselves, we helped. If we have people who are cold, we make blankets. If we have people who are hungry, we do sandwich ministry. If we need to educate small children, we have a preschool. If people need other things, we have our gifts that we give. You see, this is a giving congregation. And sometimes we forget that our giving helps everybody. So stop every once in a while and think about the gifts that this church has given to the community and to the world. And understand that you're part of that. And you should be proud of that. And you should understand that that's what being a disciple is about giving of yourself for the benefit of others. So we got back on the bicycles, and we rode up the road, and then we turned on South Bessemer Road, and we went back down towards the river, and then we rode over the bridge at Bessemer Bend, and then over the dirt roads, back to Poison Spider School, and then from Poison Spider School, we came back in. So about another 22 miles on the bicycle. We finished at about 6:15 last night. So we completed our goal, which was is we were supposed to be about 12 hours out. So we had started at 6 a.m. officially, and we finished at 6:15, so we had our 12 hours out there. Everybody came back safe and sound, a few scratches, a few bumps, maybe a few bruises, a few aches and pains. One of the guys on the deal told me, he said, you know, this isn't the craziest thing I've done with you, but it's close to the top. But he said, I really appreciated you doing it. You see, yesterday morning, 10 people left on an adventure that we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know where it was going to take us. All we knew is that we had the ability to forge ahead. You as disciples have that ability. You have that ability even though you're not certain what the roadmap is going to put in front of you. You're not certain that there isn't going to be things that you have to backtrack and do. You have that ability to continue to forge ahead over medical problems that you may or may not understand what's going to happen. But you have that ability to keep moving forward because you have the faith in Jesus Christ and our God. And those are the things that you need to have. And you do have. And you can use and do use every day. So, while all but one in here wasn't along on the trip with me yesterday, Judy was along with me in the deal, you are all in an adventure race. It is a long and arduous journey. You don't have a roadmap. You don't know what's going to happen. But each and every day, you can wake up, say a prayer, get up, know that God is with you. You are there to face the challenges because He is with you each and every day. And you are alike in God's image. With those things, we cannot fail. We will finish. Amen.
Our closing hymn today is Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Loving God, we thank you for hearing our prayers and feeding us with your word. Take us and use us to serve you and all people. In the power of your Spirit, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.